This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. Welcome, everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Mesachas Ksubas. We're finishing up the final, last Amud in Perek Sheni Ha'isha Shenes Armala. Says the Gemara, commenting on the Mishnah, that the Mishnah said there are certain things that a person could testify about when they're a gadol, what they saw that when they were a katan. And one of them was v'shahaya ish ploini yoytzim beis hasefer litbo lecha b'tshuma. So-and-so was leaving the yeshiva to immerse, to be able to eat tshuma. And you could testify, basically, that they're a kohen. Says Gemara v'dilma eved kohen hu. Maybe they were the slave of a kohen. That would also entitle them to eat tshuma. Maybe they're the slave of a kohen. So says the Gemara, Messiah Leila Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This supports the teaching of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Asur la'adam sheyilmad es avdoi Torah. It is prohibited for a person to teach his slave Torah. So if he was learning Torah in the yeshiva, that indicates that he was clearly not a kohen. That indicates that he was clearly not an eved, because an eved would not be allowed to learn Torah. Says Gemara v'hatanya, but we learned in a braisa, not like this, that it is possible for an eved to learn Torah. V'hatanya lava himenu, if the master borrowed money from the eved, lava himenu rabba, if the master borrowed money from the slave, oisha asoi rabbi apotropis, or if the master made the slave a overseer of, administrator of his assets, or if the slave put on tefillin before the master, or if he read three psukim in the shul, and all of these things show a certain liberty and freedom, he does not go free. Why? Because it could be, even though he shouldn't have done these things, it doesn't mean he's a ben chayrin. Says, so how could we say that an eved's now to learn Torah, but we see that if you allowed him to read psukim in the shul, it doesn't necessarily indicate that he's a free man. Says the Gemara, hasam de'ikri eved midata. There it's talking about where the eved read the psukim on his own accord. Ki ka'amrinan de'kanahig be'minag banim. When do we say that it's a raya that he's not an eved? If you treat him like a son, so that indicates he must be a kohen and he's not an eved. Because that far a person wouldn't go. You might not say anything if the eved reads psukim, but to go and teach him psukim, that certainly indicates that he is a kohen and not an eved. Or litbo lecho b'tshuma. I remember so-and-so immersed to eat shruma, and your neman to testify, says Gemara, b'tshuma d'rabanan. Your neman by rabbinic truma, not by truma d'araisa. For truma d'rabanan, we rely on the testimony of someone to testify what they saw when they were a katan. V'shahaya choylek imanu ala gairin, and that it would be distributed truma to him in the threshing floor. Says Gemara v'dilma eved kainu. Maybe he was the slave of a kain, so he was entitled to truma, not as a kain, but as the eved of a kain. Says Gemara, Tnan, this teaches Kamanda Omar, in accordance with the opinion, Ein cholkin shuma le'eved, we do not distribute shuma to an eved, Ela im kain rabbi imai, unless the master was with him. So he would not have been able to be the recipient of shuma, unless the master was with him. The Tanya we learned in Braisa, Ein cholkin shuma le'eved, Ela im kain rabbi imai. We don't distribute shuma to an eved unless the master was with him. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, Yachal hu sheyomer, he's able to say, Im kohen ani, if I'm a kohen, tenu li bishvil atzmi, give me on my own accord. V'im eved kohen ani, and if I'm the slave of a kohen, tenu li bishvil rabbi, give me for on the sake of my master. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, and we're going, our Mishnah that says, that if you testify that he was given shuma in the threshing floor, that goes according to Rabbi Huda, that you can't distribute Truma to a Kohen unless the master is with him. However, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that you could give to a servant, a slave, even without the master. So, b'mekaymishur, now, why is it that Rabbi Huda only allowed the distribution of Truma to an Eved if the master was there, and Rabbi Yossi allowed it even if the master is not there? The answer is very simple. B'mekaymishur Rabbi Huda, in the place of Rabbi Huda, hayu ma'alin mitshuma liyosin, they would bring up from Truma to Yosin, and therefore we would not give to an Eved unless the master was there, because otherwise people might bring him up for Yosin. B'mekaymer shor Rabbi Yossi, in the place of Rabbi Yossi, loy hayu ma'alin mitshuma liyosin, they would not bring up from Truma to Yosin. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Amar Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi said, Miyamai loy he'adati. I never testified in my life. Pamachas he'adati. One time I did testify. Ve'helu eved l'kuhuna alpi. And they brought up an eved to kuhuna based on my testimony. He'elu sakadaitach. Meaning Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi is saying that he never testified. One time he testified that somebody ate truma, and because he testified that an eved ate truma, they brought the eved up to kahuna. Says the Gemara, they actually did. Rabbi Elazar was the source of this error. But we know there's a great principle. Hashtu ma behemtam shel tzadikim. Eina HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takal al yadam. Now, if the animals of tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring stumbling through them, tzadikim atzvam like kol shekein, the righteous themselves, all the more so that God would not bring stumbling through them. So we know that God does not allow the animals of the righteous to stumble. So why would God allow Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi to testify, and through that something problematic would happen? Tosfos says over here that this concept is enunciated elsewhere in Gittin, and I'm strongly considering giving the Eon Shir this week on that topic, even though this is not the main place in Shas where this concept of Uma Behemton Shel Tzadikim Eina Kol Shebrach Mevi Takal Al Yadam appears. What? We had it. We had it in Sadi Tess, huh? Did we do the Eon Shir on Yevamos on it then?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay, I want to talk about it because it's relevant to Achilas Matzah. Okay. Tzadikim Atzmam Loi Kol Shekein. Ela Bikshu L'Halos Eved L'Kuhuna Alpi. They almost did. They tried to. What was the situation? Chaza ba'asid Rabbi Yossi. He saw an Eved eating Truma, being distributed Truma in the location of Rabbi Yossi. And ba'azal ba'asid ba'asid Rabbi Yehuda. And he went and he testified in the place of Rabbi Yehuda where they're malin mitruma liyuchsin. And luckily they caught it in time. Now, the Mishnah says that somebody, when they become a gadol, is believed about what they saw when they were a katan regarding a beis hapras. V'shahamakam hazeh beis hapras. And that this place is a beis hapras. Why are you believed to testify about a beis hapras? Basically, a beis hapras, Rashi says, if you plow a kever, you make that area a beis hapras for 100 amos, they evaluated that the plow brings the ground up bones up to 100 amos, and we're afraid that you might touch or move a bone the size of a barley corn, which is matame b'magav amasa. So this is tuma drabanan, and a person's believed to say up to this area was a beis hapras, and the reason is because the namanos of somebody when they're a gadol about what they saw when they're a katan is a namanos midrabanan. My time a beis hapras drabanan. The amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel min apeach adam beis hapras v'hoylech. A person could blow on a beis hapras and continue to travel. That indicates that the chshash is only a chshash d'rabbanon, because it was a chshash d'ayrai, so we wouldn't allow you to blow and then continue to walk. Or v'Rav Yehuda bar Ami, m'shmei d'Rav Yehuda amar, Beis HaPras Shanidosh Tahar. A Beis HaPras that was plowed is Tahar, because whatever bones are there were definitely ground up to be smaller than a barley corn. And the reason why it's Tahar is my time. Yevshar le'etzem kisa'ir, it's impossible that a bone the size of a barley corn shalei nidosh bregel that was not trampled on foot. But be it as it may, we see that Beis HaPras is a chashash d'rabbanan, and someone is believed when they're a gadol to testify regarding what happened when they were katan. Va'ad kan huyinu ban b'Shabbos, and up till here we would go on Shabbos. Kasavar, he holds, tchumin d'rabbanan, tchum is rabbinic. Ve'ein neman loymar, and you're not believed to say, derech hayel l'ploini b'makam, as that ploini had a road in this field. Or Maimiru misbeid hoyel Pliny Makamazah, or Pliny had the right to eulogize, to stop and eulogize in this place. And the reason why you're not Neman, my taima, because Afuke Mamayna Lemafkinan, we do not take out money based on this weak Eidos. Tan Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Neman Hatinoik Loimar, a child is believed to say, Kach Amar Li Abba, so did my father say to me, Mishpacha Zu Tahira. This family is pure, Mishpacha Zutmeh, this family is impure. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Families are not Tahar or Tameh. Tahar or Tameh are items, but a family? There's no Tumah v'Tahara per se in a family. Mishpacha Zutmeh, okay. Says the Gemara, Tahira Utmeh Saka Daitach. Ela mishpacha zu kishera, rather this family is kasher, u mishpacha zu psula, and this family is disqualified. This family is kosher, and this family is pasul. Vishe achalnu bikitsatsa. And you're also believed to testify that we ate the kitsatsa of the daughter of Shabbas Pliny LePliny, of when the daughter of Pliny married Pliny. The Gemara, all the way at the end of the page, will explain what is this kitsatsa that you're believed to testify about. V'shayinu maylichim chala, and that we used to transport and bring chala umatanus LePliny kayin. But you're only Neman al yidei atzmei if you used to give it yourself, avalei al yidei achar, but not if it was given through someone else. V'kulan, in all these cases, em haya oved koychavim, if somebody was not a katan and they became a gadol, but rather they were a Gentile, v'nezgayer, and they converted, eved, or they were a slave, v'neshtachrar, and they were freed, ein Nemanim, they are not believed. We'll see, why is it that you're believed to say what happened when you're a katan and you're not believed to say what happened when you're a Gentile? V'ein neman loymar, you're not believed to say derech hayel l'pliny b'makam hazeh. Pliny had a road in this place. Maimid u misped hayel l'pliny b'makam hazeh. A maimid or a misped, the right to stop and eulogize Pliny had in this place, because that's mamonos. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Oimer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says, Ne'amanim, you are believed. Now, what is Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika talking about? Is he saying you're believed to say that somebody had a rite of passage in a certain spot? Or is he saying that you're believed to say what happened when you were a guy? So the Gemara addresses this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, ahai. What situation was Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika talking about? Ilema aseifa, if he's going on the seifa, and he's saying that you're believed to say that Pliny had a road, or a maimed, or a maimed, or a misbeid, afukim amaynohu, that's taking out money. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika would not argue and say that you'd be believed in that case. He would agree you're not believed. Ela mai, ela aresha, it's going on the first case, namely, v'kulam im haya oivik achavim. In all these cases, if you weren't a katam, but rather you were a guy, v'nezgayer, and you converted, eved, you were a slave, v'neshtachar, and you were freed, ein ne'aman, you're not believed. Rabbi Yochanan Broika, Rabbi Yochanan Broika says, ne'amanim, you are believed. Says Gemara, b'may kamiflagi, what do they argue about? Tanakama savar, Tanakama holds, kivan oivik achavim hu, since you're a guy, since you were a goyloi, have a dayik. You would not have looked into the matter carefully. Rabbi Yochanan Broika, Sabra Rabbi Yochanan Broika holds, Kivan de date le igiyuri, since you intended to convert, Medik have a dayik. You made sure to be careful and to remember precisely about what happened. So the machlokes is, do we say, well, you weren't careful about what you saw when you were a goy, or do we say, since you planned on converting, you are believed? That's very difficult. That means every single ger, we assume they planned on it. It never happened that somebody converted sort of suddenly. Now the Gemara concludes, my ketzatza, what is this ketzatza that you're believed to say you partook in a ketzatza? The Tana Rabbana, the rabbis taught. Ketzad ketzatza. Echad min ha'achin, one of the brothers, shenasa isha, she'eno hegenes lai. One of the brothers that married a woman that was not fitting to him. One of the brothers married a woman that's not fitting to him. A brother, let's say, I assume a kayin, ba'an b'nei mishpacha, the family comes, u'mevi'an chavis malei peiros, they bring a basket full of fruits, a barrel full of fruits, v'shoivrin oisa be'emtza, they break the barrel, be'emtza rechava, they break the barrel in the middle of its width, ba'imrim, they say, achinu beis Yisrael, Shimu, our brothers, house of Israel, Shimu, listen, Achinu Pliny, our brother Pliny, Nasa Isha Sheino Igenesai, married a woman that is not fit for him. And we're afraid, Umisyarim Anu Shami Yisarev Zaria Bezareno, we don't want his descendants to mix into ours. We might forget, it might be forgotten this moment that he married an inappropriate woman. Boyu Kuchulachem Dugmaladars, come and take a memento for all generations. Come take a fruit. We broke the barrel. Everyone come take a fruit. This way it will be ingrained, it will be seared in your mind's eye, this occasion, that our brother married an improper woman. Shalei Yisarev Zareb Zarenu. Vizuhi Ketzatza. This is the event called the Ketzatza. Shahatino Ignem Alahad Aleha. That a child is believed to testify on. Hadrin Alach Ha'isha Shenes Armala. Okay, Rabbosai. So Bezus Hashem, next week, Dav Chav Tes. And Elo Naris, one of the very Lamdash Prakim and Shas. And Bezus Hashem, hope to see you Sunday morning by the Ion Shir. And Bracha V'atzlacha, Kol Tov, everyone. Good night, good night. Kol Tov, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.